Another little piece of history. That's how Martin McGuinness described the attendance by Peter Robinson at a GAA match at the weekend. The First Minister and the DUP leader was a special guest for the final of the Dr McKenna Cup between Derry and Tyrone in Armagh on Saturday night. The Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, sat alongside him in the crowd. We want to hear your views this morning as you're sitting at home on Mr Robinson going to his first ever GAA game. Could be described as a gesture, but how important a gesture was it in your eyes? And do these moments, do they bring us closer to real progress on the ground? Really breaking down divisions and building a shared future? Or is it just a gesture? 08459 555 678. The journalist Chris Ryder with me this morning. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Stephen.
What's your assessment here?
Well, every journey consists of a whole series of steps. And if we're going to walk along the road towards a shared society, then we've got to take steps. And I think the encouraging thing is there is now growing evidence that we are beginning to take steps, that the deadlock that has polarised our community for generations is now beginning to be moved ever so slightly. We have a peace wall open in North Belfast. We're going to try and do more. Basil McRae and John McAllister have taken part in Sinn Féin discussions about a united Ireland. The GAA have moved very significantly, even recognising the Queen in Dublin at headquarters in Croke Park. And now Peter Robinson, who has talked about a shared society, has actually done something, a tangible step, which, given the DUP's long-standing history and its positions, is a wonderfully big step and a significant step. And Martin McGuinness is right to call it a little piece of history. But all the journey, as I say, consists of steps. We've got to take more of them. We've got to make them bigger, and they've got to reach out further.
So this is more.
We reach that ideal of a shared society.
This is more than, Chris, than a photo op, is it?
I think it's more than a photo op because, I mean, if you analyse it just in isolation, it is a photo op. But if you put it against the background of the DUP's position, how it has changed, how Peter Robinson has begun to talk about a shared society, if he now backs that fine rhetoric with words, with real reconciliatory gestures, with real mutual trust and respect for the other traditions here, and if that is reciprocated by people on the other side of the fence, and Martin McGuinness has been quite generous himself, I mean, he welcomed Basil McRae to Londonderry at the weekend, for instance. So there are little signs in the wind that perhaps the deadlock is going to break, that perhaps there are little cracks appearing in the rigid sectarian geography, the rigid mindsets that have plagued our society for generations.
Okay. Chris, thank you very much indeed.